Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. First and foremost, the people segment is upcoming. Send your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, and or otherwise. Jake, what's the number?
402-464-5685. The Carter Heyman Jewelers text line.
Jake's away today, attaboy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, segment two of the Adam Carriker Show on the Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, phenomenally phenomenal sides. That's not what the ad read says. It's just true. Get fueled for lunch today and make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, rules still chatting?
Yep.
All right, let's react to some college. The biggest games from the college football weekend this past Saturday. All right, Texas, Vanderbilt. Why am I starting with this game? I don't know, because it's the first one I clicked on my computer here. So here's the deal. All right, Vanderbilt's a pretty good team. They had a real shot to win this game. Obviously, they beat Alabama. They have actually had a pretty good season so far. I would actually keep them top 25. They have 3 losses. And it's crazy to say, how do you have 3 losses and you lose and you stay in the top 25? All right, here's why. When you're the number 25 team in the country, and you're a dog to the number 5 team in the country, and you're playing within a field goal, I don't understand why you should be punished for that. Just my thoughts. All right, Texas hasn't quite looked the same the past couple of weeks. Obviously, the Georgia game, you know, anytime you lose, you don't quite look the same when you're undefeated before. But Vanderbilt plays them really, really well. If I'm Texas, I'm looking at Vanderbilt like they're a 3-loss team. And we barely escaped out of Nashville with a win. So if I'm the Longhorns, I'm like, we got to get better at some things, because we weren't truly tested until Georgia. And then when we got tested by a team that got, well, they didn't get spanked. They actually came back against Alabama. But a team that at one time was down by 4 touchdowns to Alabama, and then they come into our house and they beat us by 15 points. We got some things to work on. Texas may very well be in that SEC title game. Guarantee they're in the college football playoff. But if I'm a Longhorn fan right now, which, just to clarify, I'm not. But if I was, I'd be like, we got some things to work on. All right, Oregon. Man, early on, they did not look phenomenal. I don't know if I said the score, but Texas beat Vanderbilt 27-24. Oregon, I thought Illinois was a pretty good football team. Number 1, Oregon just smacks around number 20, Illinois, where the S is silent, 38-9. And it was 28-3 right out the gate real quick. Dylan Gabriel throws 3 first-half touchdown passes. All right, ran for a touchdown as well. All right, this is a guy who needs to be in New York. He needs to be at the Heisman Trophy ceremony at the end of the season. Whether he wins it or not, Ashton Jeanty, Travis Hunter, they seem to be the top 2 guys right now. Travis, for some reason, wants to try to, like, knock Ashton, and we've seen this before, and nobody's seen what Travis is doing. I understand it, but I'm like, man, I think you actually hurt your Heisman Trophy candidacy by not necessarily knocking Ashton, like I just said, but, like, we've seen this before, so it's not that big a deal. Like, I don't know. I didn't think that was the best look, and I'm actually a big fan of Travis Hunter. All right. So I think those 2 guys will definitely be there. That goes without saying, unless, you know, something unfortunate happens. But I do think Dylan Gabriel should be there as well. Oregon just rolls Illinois. 527 total yards for the Ducks, 293 for the Fighting Illini. All right, the Ducks, 229 rushing yards. Illinois, 132, not bad, but you still almost get outrushed by 100 yards. Oregon, number 1 team in the country. They look pretty darn good. All right, maybe the game of the day, depending on how you see it, outside of the Nebraska game, because that's always the game of the day. It doesn't matter if we're playing Ohio State or Timbuktu. Nebraska is always the game of the day. But the other game of the day, depending on how you were looking at it, simply because it was the two highest-ranked teams that were playing each other on Saturday, number 8, LSU, number 14, Texas A&M. I know A&M lost early to Notre Dame, and I think people kind of wrote A&M off. The Jimbo Fisher era didn't go great. All right, they got a new coach. They got a new staff. Notre Dame comes in. They beat them on their home field, and I think people kind of forgot about A&M. A&M's got one of the top five most talented rosters in America. You got teams like Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, A&M, and Clemson. There's your top five when you look at the talent composite ranking. So A&M's a dog at home to LSU. A&M falls behind. They're down by 10 points. They put in their backup quarterback, who's a dual-threat quarterback, who only completed two passes the entire second half, I might add, Marcel Reed. But he ran wild. This dude is electric, okay? He comes in the game, and they go from being down by 10 points. I swear to God, it was like 5 minutes later, they're up by 11, okay? Marcel Reed is the guy who came in the game, changed the game with his feet, okay? And he's only a freshman. 9 carries, 62 yards, averaged nearly 7 yards per rush. Texas A&M wins the game 38-23. The AC poll will be released tomorrow. I have not yet taken a gander at the AP poll. Is A&M a top 10 team today? Do you know, Jake?
I believe they're 10th. I think they just got in.
You know what? Actually, I did take a gander. That's right. I actually did a reaction video to it on TikTok. I'm on TikTok now, ladies and gentlemen. Go check it out. It's fun. I get to act a fool in short form, and I don't know. It's fun. I did a brief reaction, 1 minute reaction video to that. And Texas A&M is 10. I think Indiana's too low. I think Notre Dame is too high. I think Texas A&M's a top 10 team, so they got that part right. Keep A&M's undefeated in SEC play. I don't know if people realize that LSU and A&M were the top two teams in the SEC standings. Not Georgia, not Texas, obviously not Bama. It was A&M and LSU. A&M beats LSU. A&M now stands alone, undefeated atop the SEC standings, and they control their destiny. Penn State and Wisconsin. Wisconsin played them tough, right? Drew Aller unfortunately gets hurt at halftime, tries to go in the second half, just can't do it. Penn State does outgain Wisconsin 419-298, outrushed the Badgers 173-81. But here's the deal, and I don't know if this is a popular opinion in Happy Valley. I don't know if they care what I have to say. I don't know if I care what they think. But Bo Pribula, the backup sophomore quarterback, 11 of 13 in the second half, 98 yards, one touchdown, QBR of 85. By the way, Drew Aller was a QBR of 53 in the first half. But he brings, not only is he, I think he's actually a better passer. He's more accurate in the intermediate stuff. He doesn't have the big arm, but he brings the dimension that Aller does not. He can run and make plays with his legs. Penn State, in my opinion, should start Bo Pribula, the sophomore, against Ohio State, even if Drew Aller, and I pray he is healthy, even if he's healthy. And I think Penn State, if they do that, I think their chances of beating Ohio State, who needs, like, oh my Lord, do they need to find a left tackle? They were down to their third stringer on Saturday. If they don't find one, Penn State will win. If they do, it's going to be an interesting game, and I'll give my prediction later on this week. All right. Any games? Oh, Colorado. Not that this was a great game. Colorado beats Cincinnati 34-23. Colorado's like maybe the most improved team in the country. And they're ranked now. I believe 23rd in the AP poll. Will they be ranked in the AC poll? Find out tomorrow. But Colorado beats Cincinnati 34-23. Colorado has a chance. They're in the running in the Big 12, which makes them in the running in the college football playoff. I've just been keeping my eye on this team because, unlike most people, I don't think they absolutely suck. I actually think at worst they're as good as they were last year, and my mind really told me they're going to be better. But when you have that many new people on a team, you really only can go like the Florida State route where everything just implodes and they built their team through the transfer portal as well, or you just get better. Florida State imploded. The other way, Colorado seems to just be getting better and better. And you can't say that either one of them's in like the uber toughest conference. All due respect to the Big 12 and ACC, but the best football is played in the Big 10 and SEC. So it's not like Florida State's playing way tougher teams than Colorado is. I could argue the Big 12 is more competitive top to bottom because it is. The ACC is very top heavy, like two teams, maybe three, I guess, if you want to include Pittsburgh, who is undefeated and top 20 as well. All right, anything I missed, Jake?
No, I think that covered it pretty well. But you're right, Colorado is looking at their schedule. Haven't beaten a ranked team and isn't scheduled to face a ranked team. That's kind of the Big 12 this year.
That is the Big 12. A lot of parity. Kansas looks awful. Only lost to Kansas State by, what, 2 points? Unfortunately, if you're a Jayhawks fan, you've lost to Kansas State now 15 years in a row. But again, that is their problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, send in your questions, thoughts, comments, concerns, otherwise. All right, the people segment's coming. Also, my reaction to Matt Rhule's press conference right after this break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.